Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Glad you're with us for another edition of Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt here alongside David Dickens, and we're going to try and make you a little bit smarter today by talking about what's going on in the financial world and some specific questions that maybe you even have on your mind. If you want to find out more information about the show, you can go to coveryourassetskc.com. David is the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout the Kansas City area. David, we've got a great question to kind of launch into our podcast today. So normally we, you know, you come to the table prepared with, you know, the four key things or the five key elements of, you know, some sort of list or like drawn out, well-laid plan. But we're going to kind of simplify things on today's show because we have a listener question today from Russ. And Russ's question is not unique. It's a question that in some way, shape, or form, I know you get all the time from clients and listeners of the show. We're going to use Russ's question to specifically kind of pose today's topic. Now, the actual detail from person to person may vary slightly based on age and situation, but the crux of the question is one that you get all the time, I would think. So here comes Russ's question for you. Russ says, I want to retire when I'm 55, which is 6 years away. All right, so we're looking at an early retirement already, and Bert's about 49 right now. What should I be doing for the next decade to put myself in a position to do that? And I find it interesting that he said decade, but is retiring in 6 years. He's looking beyond retirement. I take that as a good sign.
I take that as a good for you, Russ, because the planning process doesn't stop once you retire. In fact, then the rubber has hit the road and it becomes super serious.
Especially if you're retiring early, right?
Exactly. And so Russ is talking about retiring at 55. He's currently 49, I guess. So that's pretty early. And so what that gave me a lot of things to think about as we were going to answer this question. But it's a fantastic question. I think about some of our listeners who are in their early 30s. I know there's some, you know, we have listeners in their 40s and 50s as well. And I think we're going to talk about some things in answering this question that are going to be applicable to you too. If you're sitting there and you're 30 or 32 or 34, you're listening to this and you're going, well, I'd like to retire at 55. The things that I'm going to mention here are going to be super important to you as you make sure that your plan comes together. I mean, Russ is talking about 6 years. You might be 16 or 26 years away, but the story, the path is going to be very similar. And so hopefully you find this to be super helpful for you as well. But anyway, so Russ, I get this a lot as a planner. Frankly, I'll commend you because at 49, you're thinking about what I need to do. I do talk to a lot of people who are 58 and 60 and saying, hey, now I need to create a plan. So good for you that you're doing it so much earlier. But I'm going to give you four things to think about to make sure that you're doing all that you can do to make sure that 6 years from now, you're ready to retire. But all those things are going to revolve around the concept of knowing your numbers. So it's going to be super important that you know your numbers. So number one is the numbers that you have to know, whether you're already retired or whether you're thinking about retiring, is how much am I going to spend in retirement? Because that's going to drive how much you have to save for retirement. One thing you're not allowed to do in a financial plan is to say, you know what, I'll just make it work. I'll spend whatever I can. In other words, I'll let my assets drive your expenses. And my answer to that is, look, you want to have the retirement that you want. And if that means working an extra year or two or three, okay. But don't settle for the retirement you can afford if you can actually put together a real plan and have the retirement that you want. So the baseline thing you have to know is you have to have a pretty detailed plan of, well, here's how much I'm going to spend in retirement. That's got to include things like, if I'm going to be retired for 30 years, how many cars am I going to have over that period of time? What if I need a new roof in my house? When my air conditioner and furnace go bad, where's that money going to come from? And also, we've kind of gotten lulled into a low inflation environment. But if you take your expenses at age 55 and increase those by 3% a year, well, by the time you are from 55 to age 80, your expenses have doubled. So inflation has to be built in there as well. Another question is, are you going to have a mortgage in retirement, in the early years of your retirement? So understanding your spending is going to be super important to determining, am I going to be able to retire when I want to? So that's number one. How much are you going to spend in retirement, Russ?
It's a good question to ask, I think, and one that you probably ask everybody when they come through the door, right, David? That's where the planning starts.
It's amazing how many people really haven't thought through that.
Right.
But until they do, we don't know, are they ready to retire?
What other considerations should he have in mind approaching that date?
Yeah, so number two, Russ, would be, and especially since you're 55 and Medicare doesn't start till 65 and healthcare insurance is pretty expensive. So what you need to look into is, and I have, frankly, I have more than a handful of clients who retired early, and their biggest concern about jumping off of the corporate train was, what am I going to do for my healthcare? So you need to look into what private health insurance is going to cost you. I've got a couple of clients who work gig jobs because they include benefits. And so they retire from their actual career, but they keep working in a couple day a week job because it offers healthcare. If your income is low enough in retirement, but you're not 65, Obamacare, hate to use that phrase, but it's the Obamacare, there's a subsidy related to earnings. So if you earn, if your taxable income is under a certain threshold, you get a major subsidy for your private health insurance. Are you going to need family insurance? Russ doesn't say whether he's got kids at home, whether he has a spouse, but do you need family coverage? Or is it just for you? If you retire at 55 and you're married and your wife continues to work, well, then maybe you don't have to worry about this so much. The other thing, though, you want to build in is not just the amount of the monthly payment you're going to make for your health insurance, but deductibles, co-pays, medicines, all that stuff can get super expensive if you run into a little healthcare problem. And if you run into that before you're on Medicare, it can be a big deal. So you want to have thought through for that 10-year period, Russ, before you retire, what am I going to do about my health care and how much is that going to cost me? That's number two.
These are helpful tidbits for sure, David. All right, what about item number three?
So number three is fairly obvious, but you've got to have a source to bridge the income gap you're going to have between when Social Security starts, which is either, in your case, you know, the earliest you can take it is 62. If you retire at 55, well, that's 7 years. You might wait to your full retirement age of 67. Well, that's 12 years. You could wait as long as 70. Well, that's 15 years from your retirement date before Social Security kicks in. Maybe you're lucky enough, Russ, to have a pension. And maybe that starts at 55. Or I've seen a lot of pensions that don't start till age 65. So what you need to figure out is, based on step number one, which is how much you're going to spend, number three tells you, of the money I'm going to spend, where's that money going to come from before my guaranteed sources of income, pension and Social Security, start? It's probably going to come, unless you're getting a big juicy inheritance, it's probably going to come out of the money that you've saved for retirement. And what you know, if you've listened to many of these podcasts, is if that's in an IRA or 401k, every penny you take out of that is going to be fully taxable. So the IRS is going to get a bite of that, and state of Kansas, state of Missouri, wherever is going to get a bite of that. And if you're under 59 years old, well, there's also going to be a penalty for taking money out of that. A couple of ways around that with your 401k, which is in too much detail for this podcast, but you're going to want to figure out, what is my source of income between age 55 when I retire and when my guaranteed sources start? Hopefully, in your case, that's Social Security and a pension, and maybe a spouse's Social Security. That's number three. Super important to figure out how you're going to bridge that income gap in your early years of retirement.
Are all of these things, David, amplified by the fact, at least in Russ's case, that he's retiring early as well?
Absolutely, because most people, when they retire early, they are going to have, first of all, they're going to spend less years retired, so they're probably have to have a smaller nest egg because they've got fewer years to support themselves, and they're closer to when those guaranteed sources of income start. Once you start your Social Security, and maybe your spouse starts Social Security, that takes a lot of pressure off of your retirement savings because you've got income coming from other sources. But when you retire real early, you don't have those other sources. And so that puts just that much more pressure on your retirement savings.
Pressure on the savings. I like that. That's good imagery. Pressure on your savings. If you don't have a good plan in place, that's exactly what's going to happen. Any other little considerations that we need to be thinking about here as we walk through some of these things that Russ needs to be aware of, and anybody who's trying to wonder, you know, what to do in those next 10 years, those last couple of years of their working lives and the first couple of years of retirement?
Yeah, Walter, the fourth one, and frankly, it's the biggest one, but you can't run number four until you know what you're going to spend and where your income is going to come from. It's actually running an analysis of, will my money last? And that's what I refer to oftentimes as the plan. But what your plan is trying to do is figure out, where's my money going to come from and how long will it last? And the goal in my world is, make sure you have money on your 100th birthday. So what you do is, hopefully you have a pretty robust piece of software that's going to allow you to make a good amount of detailed entry. And you're going to establish a base case, Russ. So what you're going to figure out is, if everything goes according to plan, here are my expenses, here's my income, here's my inflation factor, here's when I'm going to buy that next new car, here's the roof I might need on my house 15 years from now. And those are going to be the things that you know about. And everybody, if you've been around the block a time or two, there's always stuff you don't know about. And that comes in this very next step. But once you establish a base case, you'll have a really good feel as to whether or not 55 is the right year. Or maybe it's age 56 or 57. Or you decide 55 is good, but I am going to have a gig job to get me through the first 5 years of retirement. That's what the base case will tell you. Then I think super important is that, since, Russ, you might be retired for 40 years, depending on your health, you could live to 90 or 95. You're going to want software that allows you to run some what ifs. What if inflation goes back to where it was in the 80s, late 70s? And frankly, we're running up so much debt in this country right now that inflation is unlikely to stay super low over your 40 years of retirement. And if it does go up, what does that mean to your plan? Another thing you'd want to be able to what if is, what if interest rates stay super low forever? Well, that's unlikely, but it's not unlikely that they stay super low for the first 5-10 years of your retirement. And so you'd want to know, how does that impact your investments and your retirement income? What about a nursing home? What if I'm super healthy, but my spouse needs a nursing home when she's 83 and she lives in it for 3 years? How does that affect my plan if I live to 95? Or vice versa, Russ, you need the nursing home and your wife lives to 95. Does that throw the plan out of whack? You would want to be able to do an analysis of that. And then lastly, you'd sure like a piece of software that could say, what if the year after I retire, we have a 2001 bear market in the stock market, like the dot-com bubble in 2001, or a financial crisis thing like in 2008. And in both of those stock market bear markets, it took 5 years to get back to even. Well, that's not a horrible thing if you're still working and you're investing. But if you're retired and you're taking money out of those accounts when stock values are super low, that's a bad thing. And you would want to be able to what if that. So a lot of the cheapy softwares, the freebies that you can get online, they're pretty interesting, but they build in a lot of super rosy assumptions. And what you'd want to do is establish a base case that you feel pretty good about. And then what if some scenarios that aren't so rosy? If everything goes great or better than great, well, we can all retire early. But what we have to do is figure out, what happens if this thing goes bad or that thing goes bad? Do I still feel good about my retirement plan?
Lots of great questions to pose and to ask yourself as you try to get ready for your financial future, and whether that's retiring early or retiring at the usual dates of, you know, maybe 62 or older, 65, something like that. These are all still considerations that you need to have in mind. And if you have not put together a solid financial plan, time to get one. The planning process that David Dickens takes each and every client through is called the CPR, the Complete Planning Review. You'll take a look at all of your financial planning elements, make sure that no stone is left unturned, and get a comprehensive plan in place. But it all starts with you taking action and asking for that assistance to look at all those moving parts. If you want to get in touch with David, you can call 913-317-1414. That's 913-317-1414, or go online to coveryourassetskc.com. Again, that's coveryourassetskc.com. David, thank you for all the help on today's show. Really enjoyed the conversation, and hey, we get to do it again next week.
Thanks, Walter. Hopefully that was really helpful. Regardless of the decade of life that you're in, the planning process, if it begins early enough, it's going to give you a lot of confidence as you get closer and closer to your retirement. So I'll look forward to next week. We'll maybe answer another listener question, or hopefully some topic that's particularly timely to our listeners.
Absolutely. And if you do have a specific question you'd like to be featured on the show, feel free to get in touch with us through the website. You can ask that question. We'd be happy to feature it on a future show, perhaps, if you'd like. CoverYourAssetsKC.com, again, the website to go, and you'll find contact information there on the site. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt, and we'll talk to you on the next podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.